Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
A new poll of Americans finds that 34% don't count traveling home for the holidays as a vacation. In fact, 71% say they need a separate trip just to truly unwind. Do you feel like traveling home for the holidays is a vacation?
No! Are you kidding me? Is this supposed to be considered a vacation?
I thought that this number was low when it said 34% of Americans don't count traveling home for the holidays as a vacation. I was like,
it should be higher.
I would have thought that would have been much higher.
No, when you're a kid and you get the entire week off from school, that's Christmas vacation.
Right.
But when you're an adult and you work the entire week and maybe you take off like a Friday or a Monday, those are your travel days. And then you're with your family nonstop. It's usually stressful getting to and from, and there's usually family drama. So no. That's not a vacation.
I guess technically you're on vacation from work if you take some extra days off.
But then you're wrapping presents, you're packing the car, you're packing a suitcase. I'm sorry, no.
Do you consider traveling home for the holidays vacation? 207-807-1104. What's your thoughts? You can weigh in on our poll here. 207-807-1104. Is traveling home for the holidays considered a vacation? 207-807-1104. Tara and myself, we both say nah.
No.
Definitely not. This article was like, can you believe that 34% of Americans don't count it as a vacation? I'm like, yes. I can't believe that that number is that low. I would have figured it would be like 80% of Americans don't count it as a vacation. I was just thinking about Thanksgiving. You know, want to know what my pet peeve is?
Sure.
Is when people say, oh, I hope you're like, you got some time to relax over your holiday break. I'm like, who's got time to relax? I'm literally driving to Worcester. I'm coming back home. Like, I'm visiting like four different houses. What do you mean relax over the break? Like,
I know.
Oh, yeah. Or like when you're at work and they're like, hey, why don't you just do this one more thing? But don't worry, you got a couple days coming up to relax. What do you mean? You think I don't have a family that I have to deal with? Like, no, there's no relaxing happening.
I'm sure for a small percentage out there, their holidays are seamless, stress-free, and extremely enjoyable.
And that's not even with added drama of the family stuff. That's just travel and like bouncing from place to place. And then when you come back, there's the coworker that says, hey, did you get some time to yourself this vacation? I hope you had a little time to chill. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Literally, it was like,
not.
Instead of work, I was just working on stuff for the family, essentially.
But you know what, though? I do get so excited for the holidays every single year. It's just the buildup and the drive there, because I usually drive quite far. So it's like, once I finally get to my destination, then I'm like, yay, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be negative about that. I just wouldn't classify it as a
no
vacation. What do you think? Vacation or not? 207-807-1104. Hit us with a text. Give us a call. 207-807-1104. And coming up, we got these Travis Scott tickets, and we're going to give those away. This poll also had some other weird stats in it. To feel like they're truly relaxed, 60% in the poll said that they need a nap and a big comfy bed. 46% said they would need a soak in a hot tub. And 42% said that they need a spa day. 57% also said they're staying with friends and family over the holidays. And 60% of those who responded said they love quality time with their loved ones, but admit feeling exhausted afterwards. I think I would fall in that 60%.
Yeah. And I think to feel relaxed, I need my own bedroom with a door that closes and an actual bed, not an air mattress, so that I can remove myself and lay down if I need to.
Right. If you're staying.
That's what I need to feel completely relaxed.
Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Liz from Biddeford is traveling home for the holidays. A vacation or nah?
Absolutely not. It's borderline torture.
It's torture.
And why do you say that?
Because I have children and animals in my car for hours. Are we there yet?
Oh, Mom, my.
I'm bored.
That makes sense. So vacation for the kids, yes, from school, but not a vacation for the parents. This is like kick it in gear time for the parents.
No, absolutely not. I'm just waiting for the sugar crash after dessert.
The sugar crash after dessert is what she's waiting for.
Like, it's a quiet time.
I thought
Tara stared at me and was like, what?
I thought you said, I'm just waiting for the sugar crack after dessert. And I was is that a drug?
I look forward to them having dessert and falling asleep so I can get quiet.
Yes. Okay, now I got you.
Tara's like, she's giving her kids crack?
No.
There are parents back in the day that used to put a little whiskey on the bottle to make them go to sleep.
Yeah.
There's actually this hilarious video. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. You should look it up. It's this funny video about, it's called Nap Time Formula for Kids, and it's a joke on, like, trying to get your kids to chill out, and at the very end, it shows a doctor, and he's like, this is chloroform?
Oh my god!
Wow.
Hilarious.
The humor got dark to start the show today. So 34% said it was not a vacation. Traveling for the holidays did not count as a vacation on this poll. On our poll, 100% have said it's not.
Makes sense.
A vacation.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time, man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Governor Mills has issued a state of civil emergency for 14 counties in the state following Monday's storm. The declaration means State of Maine resources will be able to assist and support response and recovery efforts. It also will let Maine seek federal disaster relief. Flood evacuations across parts of Lewiston and Auburn were issued. Waterville and Fairfield and other communities in western Maine also were being evacuated. 100 state roads were put out of commission, with more than half in Oxford, Franklin, Somerset, and Kennebec counties. The videos and photos I've been seeing are absolutely
scary.
Wild. From the storm. Didn't really affect us too much here. So when you hear about all this damage that's going through, I'm like, it's not too bad where we're at. But then you see near the river and you're like, oh, whoa.
And talk about terrible timing right before Christmas. It's sad.
What was the spot that you were saying?
The McDonald's in Farmington.
The pictures there look crazy. Some of the ones in Lewiston and Auburn were pretty wild as well.
And near Sunday River, the entire road washed away.
Oh, yeah, I saw the Sunday River one.
How do you even fix that? You just have to wait till the water stops?
That's the issue. And you mentioned terrible timing with the holidays. As of 6 a.m. this morning, I haven't checked recently, but 6 a.m. this morning when I checked, there was over 200,000. It was like 214 and some change Mainers without power.
Awful.
From CMP. Some CMP customers may be without power for Christmas, which is the awful timing. And restoration crews are waiting for the floodwaters to recede in the hard hit counties before they can go out there and fix things. They had to wait on Monday too because of the winds. They couldn't get up there on the poles.
Yeah, it was too dangerous.
Hopefully they get that number as close to zero as possible in time for Christmas. But there are going to be some candlelight Christmas dinners, I guess. That's when you say,
that makes me sad.
I can't host Christmas this year. We're coming over to your house.
If they can even get there.
The Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump should be removed from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The court's decision points to the 14th Amendment, which blocks candidates from running if they have engaged in insurrection. The decision is pending an appeal, which could make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court and decide whether other states can remove Trump from the official race.
As if tensions weren't already high.
I feel like his superpower is whenever there's court cases or things like this that go against him, his following just grows stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Also, it makes me nervous if other states follow in the same footsteps. I don't even want to know what's going
to
happen.
Well, also, if it goes to appeal, U.S. Supreme Court, going to be delayed a little bit. I'm sure he's definitely going to appeal it. This might not even affect the Colorado ballot. He probably will go on it because it'll be up for appeal. But he gave 3 of the U.S. Supreme Court judges their jobs. You think they're not going to...
Will they remain loyal?
We'll see. Today is National Sangria Day. Wine with a punch, the perfect excuse to get with friends for some tasty sangria. And Tara said,
I'm sorry, but sangria is a summer drink. I know you can make it festive with cranberries and whatnot, but you drink sangria in the summer.
I had a festive sangria at the Tuscan table when Warren and I had a little date night dinner.
I mean, it is a great drink option for someone that wants a nice, fun drink, but doesn't necessarily want to taste the alcohol.
I love a good pitcher of sangria.
A pitcher?
Yeah, you get a pitcher for the table. Today's also Go Caroling Day, by the way. That's more festive for you.
Oh my God, yeah.
Spread the Christmas cheer for all the hair. Never have I ever.
Way more fitting.
In my entire life, had a group of people come up and knock on the door and start singing to me. I would love to see it.
Do you know what they are saying in that song that's like, ah, da dee dee, da dee dee dee? Like hark, hark, herald. Yeah, what are the words? What are the lyrics?
Is that the Carol of the Bells? Is that what the name of it is?
The only part I think I know is that, and this might not even be the actual song, is Merry, 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 Merry Christmas.
Are you looking at the lyrics? We get all of the lyrics wrong to all of these Christmas carols.
I think I'm thinking of a different song. I was trying to say hark, hark the herald angels sing, glory, glory to, I can't get the tune in my head, glory to the newborn king. What am I thinking of?
I like Little Drummer Boy, Pa-rumpa Pum Pum.
Justin Bieber version?
Yeah, because it's kind of like beatboxing. Anyways, that's 5 things you need to know.
Carol of the Bells.
I don't think Carol of the Bells is the same song. I think I was thinking of something different.
Whoa, it does start with hark. I knew I heard hark.
I don't think that's the same song, though.
Yeah, it's like, hark how the bells. What is a hark?
I don't know.
Listen.
Is this the song you're thinking of?
Yeah, where's the words? Yep. Not this version, though. I don't know what this version is.
Ding, donkey, dong. I like that part. As literally, I'm reading the lyrics. Ding, donkey, dong. I hope this is the clean version.
There's no way there's dirty. There we go.
They call me Lake. Timberlake.
What is hark and why was everyone saying it?
What does hark mean?
Carols.
The first comment on this is possibly the only song that has ding dong in its lyrics, yet still sounds badass. I told you it was ding dong, ding dong.
What about Cardi B? Ding dong!
Oh, yeah. It's another solid pick right there.
Play that next.
Pop up, guess who? Ding dong! Must be that whip that I ordered. And then you cook my dog. You know I bad, bad, cause for her. Got one in New York, need one in Georgia.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Cardi B and Offset are set to perform at Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami in celebration of New Year's Eve. Despite their recent breakup, Page Six reports that the two agreed to the appearance while they were still an item.
That will be interesting.
That's what I said when I read that headline. Cardi's going to take over the Lux Pool with tickets ranging from $5,000 to $25,000. Offset is going to appear at Live Nightclub, where ticket costs $125 to $15,000. And they're going to perform at different spots, but they're still within the same building. It's sure to be an awkward affair, considering the shots Cardi has been sending at Offset since their split.
I don't know if they're both going to make it.
You think somebody's not going to show?
I don't know.
Or the hotel could do a great job of keeping them separate.
That'd be great.
One hits the pool, one hit. Or we're thinking the worst here.
Or they just get back together.
They reconcile. 2024, New Year's resolution, to be a power couple and move forward. That's what I'm rooting for. Give love a chance. Despite looking healthy, Aaron Rodgers is not going to make a miraculous comeback to the Jets this season. People were speculating, seeing him out there on the field. Is he going to do it? Is he going to come back? Rodgers shared that his leg still needed about 3 to 4 weeks to possibly get to 100%. Rodgers, you might remember, blew out his Achilles during the very first game of the season on September 11th. Pat McAfee asked him if next season would be his last, and this was his response.
I don't think so. I felt like when I came here that I got kind of a renewed passion and love for the game, and everything has been amazing here. I wanted, you know, at least 2 years. I feel like this year is kind of a lost year now that I only played a couple snaps and wasn't able to go out there and improve what I'm capable of and see what we're capable of as a team. I don't think that next year will be my last year.
So he's got at least 2 years left in him.
All right.
Fingers crossed he doesn't get hurt. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they're going to be spending the holidays together. A source tells Page Six that the couple is going to be in Kansas City on both Christmas Day and New Year's Eve since he's got to work.
Oh, that's too bad.
Complaining about your work schedule. Do you get Christmas and New Year's Eve off? Travis Kelce does not. She's going to be at the games. An insider says she sure will be there. Chiefs face the Raiders on Monday, December 25th, 1 p.m. And then less than a week later, December 31st, the Chiefs play the Bengals at 4:25. It's unclear if Taylor's going to fly back to Tennessee to be with her parents, Andrea and Scott Swift, in between, or perhaps they'll join her in Kansas City, bring the whole family out there.
What do you think about newer relationships and the pressure to celebrate Christmas together? Because I almost feel like if I was dating someone for a few months, I'd be like, let's do Christmas apart, but New Year's Eve, we have to be together. That's like a couple's holiday.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think
she has to be at the game on Christmas Day.
No. No, like within a year.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure not.
But they're so early on that I don't think she needs to be at the Christmas game to a point where it would be shocking if she wasn't there.
I mean, with Mora, we generally split it up. Thanksgiving, one family's house.
Yeah, but did you do that right from the jump?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think most people do.
No.
Or maybe we're the weird ones.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you like jump into like the family celebration. We started dating in like December anyways.
Oh, so that would have been way too soon.
Yeah. When's Easter?
April.
I remember meeting her family for the so I hadn't even met her family. I met her family for the first time in April.
Okay. Yeah. Some time had passed.
But they've been dating for a little bit too. We don't really know how long they've been dating for.
That's true. She did reveal that.
But I gotta assume this is their first Christmas though, based on the timeline what I've heard. I don't know. Feel soon. Just spend it with your family.
But New Year's Eve, that I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, because you want that kiss at midnight, I guess.
Yeah, it's romantic.
I would say that that was where we spent New Year's Eve together in the beginning. And then as time went by, like I've had gigs and stuff, she would try to come over for it, but she wants to spend time with her friends too on New Year's Eve. So it was always a little toss up, depending on if her friends would come to the gig that I'm at or sometimes they did their own thing. But in the beginning, I would say, yeah, it's more important for New Year's Eve, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Feels too soon. She's rearranging her whole life for this guy and his football schedule. I don't know how I feel
about
it.
Well, now I'm thinking, am I the weird one? Am I the crazy one? Because
nah, I don't think so.
I personally, when Tucker and I, we started dating at the end of summer, and even by the time Christmas rolled around, we were like, all right, see you after the holidays.
Well, what's funny is the first time that Maura came to me, my family was on the Thanksgiving, and I remember it was a big deal because she had to tell her mom, like, I'm not going.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The first time you tell your parents that, it's so scary.
And her mom said, well, he didn't put a ring on the finger, so you're not married to him. He's not your husband, so you're going to go home
that soon
for Thanksgiving.
She was using that argument?
She wasn't saying that I should have. She was just saying, you belong at our family Thanksgiving because it's not like he's your husband or anything. You're just dating.
Oh my God.
So she wasn't saying I should have at that point, but she was just saying, if you're going to skip out on our...
So what'd she decide? You?
Yeah,
she chose me. Oh, how sweet.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You returned to the number one spot on the Hot 100 this year, and she's currently on her Merry Christmas One and All tour, so it should be the most wonderful time of year, but she's seemingly going through a breakup, Tara.
Who was she dating?
According to People, she's traveling without her boyfriend of 7 years, Brian Tanaka, and is planning on spending Christmas in Aspen, Colorado without him. Now, this is unusual behavior. He usually travels with her for all her Christmas tours, all her shows.
I had no idea.
They usually spend Christmas together. It's been 7 years.
I had no idea she was in a relationship. Where have I been?
Maybe because he's not like another well-known celebrity.
Maybe.
That you kind of missed it. I don't know what his resume is, but a split has not been confirmed, but fans are intrigued.
He's a dancer.
I could have guessed that.
Creative director, choreographer, dancer, and photographer at times.
Speaking of photography, a little CVS mix-up. Did you hear about this one?
I don't think so.
So Katie Tungs, whose brother is a tight end on the San Francisco 49ers practice squad, ironically, shared on TikTok that she was picking up a family photo her mother sent to CVS to get printed. And instead, Katie's mother was accidentally given a picture of NFL legend Tom Brady posing with his children.
What? How?
There was a mix-up at the photo lab.
You're telling me they get their photos done at CVS?
So Tom Brady replied to this TikTok from his account. He's a San Mateo native and commented and said, my mom must have printed out some photos in San Fran.
Oh my God. And then, that's cute.
And then Katie replied, next time you're in town, we can do a photo swap. That was very slick of her to try to get to meet Tom Brady.
That's crazy. Can you imagine if that happened to you?
So how hilarious is that? Tom Brady's mom, just like regular people, getting her photos printed out of her family. It's literally Tom, his kids, they're wearing some Patriots gear. They're at Gillette. And that's the photo that she got instead of the photo of her family, which was also a very similar photo. So it's kind of hilarious that the mix-up happened.
I would cherish that photo.
You would frame the Tom Brady and his kids photo. I just love that Tom Brady's mom is getting photos printed out at CVS.
I know. I love that too.
Netflix is in the early stages of development on a Wednesday spinoff. The potential series would focus on Uncle Fester, Wednesday's paternal uncle. That's Jenna Ortega plays Wednesday in the series. Fester's played by Fred Armisen, and the spinoff is going to be called Fester. Wednesday premiered in November 2022, became Netflix's biggest series to date in terms of streaming views, and it was renewed for a second season in January. Before they even started the first season, they were already talking about spinoffs. So here's the first one that looks like it's going to come to the streaming service. And if you're wondering, I don't want a spinoff. I want more Wednesday.
That's what I'm thinking.
They're going to start filming season 2 beginning of next year.
So next month?
Yep. and they're going to do it reportedly in Ireland. Ortega, who will also serve as a producer on the upcoming season, teased earlier this year that the follow-up would be, quote, a lot more bolder and even darker.
I would like that.
I liked the first season. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was really good, but there are certain parts where I was like, I could have done without.
Like what?
Like some of the love stories and stuff like that. Well, like I was like, more, I want more. I literally need a relationship in any show, movie.
Oh, you wanted more of the love stories.
Yeah, I said more, I want more.
Well, yeah, you're going to get more in season two.
I hope so.
That is your Dirty on the 30. It's Out Radio Maine.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We got a story for Wednesday.
What do you think holiday edition?
What's the vibe? What's going on?
Can I just read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, for context, I got married in November. My mother-in-law doesn't really like me. At Thanksgiving, I was having a really bad hair day, so I wore a hat, which my husband said looked great on me. At the holiday, my mother-in-law was hostile, even more so than at prior gatherings I'd been to. And my hubby said that his mother excused her behavior because of the hat I wore. I told my mother-in-law I wouldn't come to Christmas with them, drama, then blocked her number and Facebook. My husband is trying to keep both of us happy because he doesn't like conflict. He wants me to come to one more celebration to see if maybe people are getting used to me. He's told his mom that she needs to be nice and treat me as part of the family since I am, and that if I feel unwelcome at Christmas like I did at Thanksgiving, we will not attend future events. I understand why he wants me to give her one final chance. Marriage is about compromise, and I get that he doesn't want to cut her off since she's his mother, but I just don't want to be involved with her unless I absolutely have to. I wanted to see if my mother-in-law was listening to him, so I asked my husband to request that I be allowed to wear the same hat to Christmas. My husband said he thought I'd worn it because I had a bad hair day, but for me this time it's as a statement that they shouldn't treat me as an outsider, whether it's because I wear hats all the time or they just don't like me. If they won't let me wear the hat, what else are they going to restrict about me? Let me be me or I won't come, period. My husband agreed and relayed this to his mom, and she's been asking him why he married the devil. He's growing tense with me, and I told him he'll probably have to pick a side sooner or later, and that I never intended it that way. He spent last night at a friend's house because he needed to think. I feel bad because I care about him, and I know conflict stresses him out. I told him to text me when he was ready to talk. He hasn't yet. My friends think that my hat request was unnecessary, and maybe I strained my relationship with my husband. I just think he needed space to think because conflict stresses him out. So I gotta ask, am I a jerk saying I won't come to Christmas if I can't wear my hat?
207-807-1104. What do you think? Answer that question and we'll put you in the running for the Travis Scott tickets. What do you think?
Yes. You're being dramatic. Take
I was
going to
say,
off.
Yeah, he does sound like he married the devil.
Just take that off.
Like, as much as I don't want to be on the mom's side and we'll, like, root for the new couple.
They're both equally dramatic here.
Right. But also, I see it as, you know, you're only with the family for one day of the year or whatever, for a holiday here or there. Just suck it up.
It's making the relationship way worse than it already was.
And who cares if they accept you? Don't wear the hat.
Well, I think
eat the food and keep it moving.
I think you want your in-laws to accept you no matter
what.
Yeah,
I guess.
But to wear the hat to prove a point, I think you're going to ruin Christmas.
207-807-1104. Should she stand on her ground and wear the hat, or is she being a jerk? Vanessa and Arundel, should this lady just suck it up and not wear the hat? Is she being a jerk? What do you think?
I think she should just be respectful and not wear the hat. I really do. I mean, I wouldn't want the awkwardness if I was somewhere wearing the hat. Just, like, keep it on your own time, I guess.
Also, it's in the mother-in-law's home. That's where the holiday is taking place. And sometimes I feel like you just need to suck it up and respect the rules of the home.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if you were supposed to wear, like, a suit to a formal dinner or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of have to go with the surrounding.
Mm-hmm. The dress code.
If it was maybe someone else's house, I would say rock the hat. But if you don't want that turmoil and, like, that tension, and you just want to have a good time and get those, like, brownie points per se, I just would not wear the hat.
Yeah, she's definitely not getting brownie points if she wears this hat.
Also, you know that this hat's going to cause tension, so you're going into a holiday starting a fight before you even get there. You're ready to walk through the door and start the fight.
Basically. And I mean, how many occasions can you wear the one hat to? I mean, you already wore it Thanksgiving, so why are you going to wear it again? another.
Give it a rest.
It's not even a good looking hat.
Right. Just curious, like, how many times are you going to wear this? Is this like a lucky hat? Did she not take it off? I mean, I need to know more details.
Simba from Portland, should this lady just wear the hat or not?
After hearing what the hat, like the details of the hat, I feel like it's not even a big deal. From personal experience with in-laws, they always, I don't know. I think that she should just wear it. If it doesn't have any writings or it's not like disrespecting anything or no symbols, I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah, there's nothing offensive on the hat. It's just a leather cap.
Yeah, I just think the mother-in-law is being too much. And now, like, the husband and wife, well, the fiance, whatever, is arguing. And from
it's all part of the plan.
I feel like in-laws be doing way too much. And sometimes we be busting our ass, kissing ass, and we still don't get proof at the end of the day. So I think she should wear that hat.
All right, for answering, we're going to throw you in the running for these Travis Scott tickets, and we're going to pick our winner in a few minutes here, all right?
All right, awesome. And quick question.
Sure.
I'm going to be opening up a restaurant soon next month. So I definitely want to call you guys back and give you guys a grand opening date so you guys can come and visit me.
Yeah. What kind of food are you serving? Where is it going to be?
It's going to be inside 28 Monument Square. I'll be in on the second floor.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be Afghani food.
Ooh. I'm down.
Something different for the city.
That's like the food marketplace right down there, right? Where they have, what else is in there? There's like Mr. Tuna.
Mr. Tuna.
There's a Jamaican spot in there, right?
Yep.
Let us know when you open up so we can come visit.
I will definitely call you guys and let you guys know about the grand opening. I hope to see you guys.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good. All right. Haley in Rochester. Is this lady being a jerk? Should she just suck it up and not wear the hat? What do you think?
No, she should totally wear the hat.
Ooh.
Like, why does the hat make or break who she is?
I don't know. It seems like they have long-standing beef and she wants to wear the hat to spite the mother-in-law, which I personally think would make things worse. Sometimes I think you just need to take a seat and just say whatever.
I mean, I get that, but I don't know. I just feel like a hat
it's stupid,
is it really,
right?
That big of a deal?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think that the hat's a metaphor from war. I feel like the mother doesn't like this person, and then the hat is just something that she's picked out to complain about.
Yeah, probably.
That's my guess.
I think they need to, like, sit down and have a talk.
Not on Christmas, though. Like, a day before Christmas or, like, a week before. Do you get along with your in-laws?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
For the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part.
That's healthy. That's fine.
I feel like it's context. Like, if you get along with your in-laws, maybe that's where your mind is going. That's why you're like, okay, makes sense.
I guess, yeah. I'm just kind of like I'm going to do what I want either way kind of person, I guess.
Ooh, I respect that.
So permission or no permission, you would wear the hat.
I need to know, like, what the deeper issues were to really make that decision. Like,
yeah.
If it was more than just a hat, you know?
So real quick again, summarize the story, Tara.
This girl's mother-in-law told her that she couldn't wear a hat, and it caused a huge issue at Thanksgiving because she showed up wearing one. So now, despite her, she wants to wear a hat to Christmas to show that the mother-in-law doesn't control her, and it's ruining her relationship with her husband.
Joe in Stanford, what do you think? Is this lady being a jerk? Should she wear the hat? Should she not wear the hat?
I'd walk inside with the hat, with that person, and then as I'm getting the dirty looks, I'd probably take it off just to be respectful, because I don't want no arguments between us family members, you know, throughout the years, because it's just going to hold a grudge.
So why even wear the hat if you know that walking in there you're going to get those looks, or are you just testing
it? If nothing gets said, I'm going to continue to have the hat on.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I thought you were sending a message.
You feel what I'm saying?
So you're going
to
wait.
No, it's not really a message. It's more, I'm going to try to see if I can get away with it.
Oh, all right.
And if nobody says anything, then I'm going to continue to wear it.
Yeah, but if someone says anything, you're like, I'm literally about to take it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Linda in Biddeford, what do you think? Is this lady being a jerk? Should she just not wear the hat, or should she wear the hat and start the fight?
Yes, you should wear the hat.
Ooh!
Wow.
Christmas drama.
With my partner for like 15 years, and me and his mom have like never seen eye to eye. I will never not wear the hat because of her.
All right.
And I don't even wear hats.
You're like, now you got me thinking about wearing a hat for Christmas just because of this story. That is hilarious. On the text, this person said, just take the hat off, girl. I get where she's coming from, but it's not worth ruining her relationship because it's starting to strain her and her husband.
So true.
If you heard the extended version of the story that you gave to start off, he actually is staying at a friend's house to think things over because it got so tense. Over a hat, it's not worth it. This person said, jerk, yes. On a holiday in a house, wearing a hat is considered disrespectful, period.
Ooh. okay. I think that's what it really comes down to, is that wearing a hat inside is disrespectful. I don't know where that came from, but in school, you weren't allowed to wear a hat. You're not supposed to wear a hat at a restaurant.
Oh my God. If I was to wear a hat at Thanksgiving dinner, my family would...
This would be you.
They would throw me up on the cross. Like, they would crucify me for it. They'd be like, what are you doing? Take off your hat. They wouldn't start eating until I took my hat off.
I believe it.
This person probably comes from a similar family. They said, I say wear the hat maybe outside in the car, and when you arrive in the house, take it off. This way it shows that you are still keeping your personality and you are showing respect to her, a mother, by removing it in her house. Mm-hmm. I know my grandmother was very old school and wouldn't allow us to eat dinner with hats on, as she's a traditional Italian woman. So perhaps this is a similar situation.
I feel like it is.
Again, I have no idea what this is. Do we have a photo of it? The hat.
Peaky Blinders.
She said a beret. I don't think it's considered
a beret.
No, it's not a beret. No. Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at Hot Radio Maine. Who's this?
Linda from Biddeford.
Did we talk to you already, Linda?
You did.
All right. What? Refresh my memory. What was your take?
I messaged you, right? Did you see the message?
I don't remember. Tell us again.
Well, I told you need to watch Peaky Blinders, first of all, because that's dope, but... I said I would wear the hat. I don't understand what the big deal is about all that.
I do remember you saying that. Since we already got your take on the hat, do you know why we're calling you? Hello? Hello? Do we lose her? All right, let me call her back.
Hello?
Hi, we lost you.
Yeah, call failed.
We're trying to give you tickets to Travis Scott.
No, I really?
Yeah, you want to go to the show?
Yeah, I know the Travis Scott because of my son, and I'm like so excited to take him.
What a holiday surprise.
He's never been, so, and I mean, he's kind of like younger, but you know, don't those people take their kids to their concerts too?
Yes.
Christmas Eve, it's a hell of a like Christmas
that's
gift too.
The best gift ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, and my husband's like, I feel like we need to get him a few more things, and I'm like, no, we don't.
Well, not, this is it.
Yeah, not anymore. You're good. Cross him off the list. You got it.
Yes, that sounds so awesome.
Hey, so you're going this Saturday to the TD Garden to see Travis Scott. Congrats.
Oh my God, thank you. That's so cool.
Ticket giveaway made hot in Maine by House of Hash, Maine's premier destination for hash heads, flower connoisseurs, and first time connoisseurs. All right. Geez, sorry, Tara. And first time patient. If you want to read it, you read it.
We can't have a day two of connoisseurs.
Connoisseurs and first-time patients alike. House of Hash, right next to the mall in South Portland. Congrats again, Linda.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
And have a good Christmas.
Oh, yes, you too. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm sitting here yelling at you guys, like, in the car every morning, like, oh, my God. You know, and I'm constantly in the conversation. Sometimes I want to call, and I want to be like, wait, I want to be in on this.
All you got to do is call us. You can be in on it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Do you consider traveling to see family over the holidays a vacation? There was a new study that came out that said 34% of Americans don't consider it a vacation. We were shocked that it was that low. 100% of the people in our poll that we took here said no. And I'm looking at the Facebook comments too, because we threw that question up on Facebook, and everybody in the Facebook comments is saying absolutely not a vacation. So stressful. And I'd like to give some tips to make holiday travel less stressful.
Thank you.
All right. Tip number one. Pack smart. Don't pack more than you need. In most cases, if you can pack a carry-on bag, you won't need to wait for baggage or worry about your bag getting lost. Pack as light as possible. Tip number two, arrive early. Don't risk it. Get to the airport, train station, or cruise terminal in plenty of time for your flight. Lines at check-in counters and security might be longer, so get there early.
Can I interrupt this list to tell you something, or you don't want me to wait? It's topical.
Go for it, I guess.
My sister texted me last night at 9:17 p.m. and said, what are the chances you can bring me to the airport first thing in the morning? And I said, what time? And she goes, flight's at 5 a.m. Texted me this at 9 p.m. the night before. I said, yeah, you can schedule an Uber.
Good luck getting one. Sometimes I can't get them that early.
I didn't tell her that, and I haven't checked her location yet. Let's see if she made it. But I could not believe the audacity.
So if the flight's at 5 a.m., then she would have
to
leave at
at least get there at 4.
Yeah, like
4 a.m. at the latest.
You'd have to go pick her up around 3:30-ish.
Yeah, absolutely not happening.
That's kooky talk.
Guys, I don't think she made the flight.
Is her location still in Maine?
Great. This is all going to be my fault at Christmas.
Yep. All right, so some more tips to avoid. Well, I should have gave these tips out yesterday.
Yeah, she could have used them.
She could have used the arrive early tip. Well, this one might help you guys out. Stay positive. Is your flight delayed or canceled? Did you miss your flight? Are other passengers being rude? Keep your cool and make the best of the situation. Here's another tip. Take care of you. Self-care. Drink water. Get rest. Take your vitamins and medicine. And then one final tip. Get travel insurance. If you have a big trip planned, consider paying up to cover your trip in case the unexpected happens, like your sister decides to not take you to the airport.
She definitely did not buy insurance. I'm telling you that right now. Well, now I want to know what happened, but I don't want to ask because she'll blame me.
Yeah, you can't ask.
I'll talk to her at Christmas and see what happened.
Where is she going?
She was supposed to have, she was supposed to do, so we're doing Christmas after Christmas type thing. So she's traveling. And you know what? I probably shouldn't reach out. I bet it's stressful today. I'm not going to poke the bear.